Our only hope is in my hands.
Megan! Why have you forsaken me?
Faith, family, country. Those are the things that matter.
You're listening to Lent and Easter at the Movies. In this podcast series, we're joined by film critic and author Father Peter Malone as we relate the day's gospel reading to a film that echoes its themes. You can download a podcast for the Sundays of Lent and Easter and other key dates of the seasons. Tuesday of Holy Week. Breach.
Breach sounds a good word to introduce the gospel of today because it's a breach in loyalty and friendship with Jesus, the betrayal by Judas. So I've chosen Breach because it is a film about betrayal and of particular religious interest because the man who is the traitor in the United States is actually a Catholic, a most devout man on the surface, and yet a tormented man in his own personal life. The film stars Chris Cooper as someone who works for the intelligence agencies in the United States, and it's a true story. And there were many, many leaks and information given to the Russians in past decades. And a young man that he works with, played by Ryan Phillippe, is commissioned by Laura Linney, who supervises the agents, to try to work out what are the inconsistencies in the behaviour of this official. And it turns out then that he is unmasked as a spy for the Russians.
You know why the Soviet Empire collapsed?
Good morning.
Godlessness.
God expects you to live your faith, Eric, at all times.
I don't know what I'm supposed to be looking for. The guy doesn't drink, goes to church every day.
Faith, family, country. Those are the things that matter.
Come to admire him, I see.
Yes.
Respect him?
I never cared about making headlines. Wanted to make history.
He's a traitor, Eric. Started spying for the Russians in 1985. Good news is you're in the middle of the biggest case we've ever run.
It's an intriguing film, very well written, and Chris Cooper, who won an Oscar for the film adaptation, perhaps a face that people know but not necessarily the name, is very striking. And as I said, of particular interest is the devout Catholic background of his family and of himself. So in a sense, he has betrayed his country, but he has also betrayed his church, and he struggles with his faith. So we need to think about Judas, I suppose, in this time of Holy Week, and the Gospels are focusing on him. And so this is a particularly intriguing film about betrayal.